We're remembering Chuck Mangione today. Feel So Good, his big hit from 1978. And he partially credited the Bee Gees for that song's success. He said, "I think Feel So Good was such a hit because of the Bee Gees. Saturday Night Fever, saturated radio. I think the top 6 out of 10 hits were from that album," he said. "Radio programmers couldn't figure out what to put on instead, and when somebody edited Feel So Good from 9 minutes down to 3, they instantly started playing it as an alternative to what were the current top songs." Mangione also said he wished he had written this in a different key, because the high D was hard to play, but he was glad he wrote something that brought joy to millions of people. Sure did. Chuck Mangione was 84. More entertainment news from Las Vegas. Cindy Pearlman joining us for Dean now. And we also lost Hulk Hogan, as you've been hearing. And Cindy, you had a chance to interview him over the years, didn't you?
I did. Good morning, Bob. And I remember he came through Chicago on a press tour for Rocky III. Remember the great fight he had with Sylvester Stallone in Rocky?
Mm-hmm.
And they brought him to the Peninsula Hotel in Chicago. And I thought it'd be cute to do an arm wrestle with him. It'd be good for my son Time story. Of course, it was like arm wrestling by pushing an airplane. He had arms like tree trunks, and his hands were like catcher's mitts. But a very sweet, warm, wonderful guy. Just a very nice guy. I mean, of course, he didn't even try in our arm wrestle. I think I broke a sweat in the first 3 seconds. But
yeah.
But he was very lovely, and he said it was such a highlight. He was such a Rocky fan.
Yeah, everybody really had pretty nice things to say about him. He had a restaurant in Clearwater Beach, Florida, and people were talking about how much they admired him. And one guy was quoted as saying, "We worked out together in the gym in the area," and this man was talking to Hulk Hogan, and Hulk just said, "Cut the Hulk Hogan crap. Just call me Terry." He was a super nice guy, and everybody's going to miss him, especially in his neighborhood there at Clearwater Beach. Let's talk about what Eminem is up to now, Cindy.
You know, the real Slim Shady Bob is now a movie producer with a really weird movie coming out August 7th called Stans, S-T-A-N-S. He produced it, a documentary, and it's really a raw exploration of his career through the eyes of his most devoted fans. So he's interviewing the fans, but you don't see as much of him as you do of the fans. And he has each fan take a seat in front of the camera. They introduce themselves and share stories of discovering and following Eminem. So, of course, he does the doc in a different way. But I think he's just, he is a musical genius in his own right, too. So it's an interesting film.
Yeah, you can see the teaser, the trailer on Eminem's YouTube channel. I'm really looking forward to the documentary that's coming about Stiller and Mira. Not everybody remembers them, but well, of course, he made his mark on Seinfeld for the younger folks, didn't he?
He did, and she was so lovely as Miranda's maid on Sex and the City. She had just such a heartfelt role. As you know, she raised Miranda's her son with her, actually. And it's a documentary from their son, Ben Stiller, who said an ultimate tribute to his parents. You know, they got him into this business, plus they were wonderful parents. So he's doing a documentary for Apple Films about them. Ben said it's a super personal film, of course, for me and my family, a way to celebrate my parents, both as I knew them growing up and knowing them as artists too, because he said ultimately they shaped his career. And Ben always jokes that, you know, it was hard to go on auditions. He almost wasn't allowed to be bad because these two were his parents.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to Only Murders in the Building. Season 5 is coming. What do we know about it?
Season 5, and fall is coming, everyone. This time, beloved doorman Lester, he's dead. And, you know, of course, it's suspicious circumstances. So our big three, Charles, Oliver, and Mabel, Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez, they've refused to believe this is an accident. So more dark secrets in the building, dangerous webs, powerful billionaires. A lot of people have said, why don't you just move if there's so many murders in one building? But these people are not moving. Because, of course, other people in the building now include Meryl Streep, Divine Joy Randolph, Nathan Lane, Richard Kind, Renee Zellweger, that's cool, Tay Leone, and Diane Wiest. So season 5, September 9th.
On Hulu. One of my favorite movies of all time is Apollo 13, and they're bringing this back, aren't they?
Bob, that's one of my favorites, too. I could sit there with you and quote every single line of that movie. We could just reenact that. But I love that movie. It's coming back on IMAX September 19th, only for a week or so. So I would get tickets now. But the iconic film is 30 years old. And I'll never forget, they took us on a press junket to NASA in Houston. And we went through the old Houston. They have that set up like it was. It's not current Houston. It's old Houston from that time. And it was, that was amazing. And great film directed by Ron Howard. Tom Hanks was in it, the late Bill Paxton, Kevin Bacon, and big time IMAX re-release.
Chicago, we got a problem. It's Bob's front.
Yeah. I'll be in the theater for that one for sure. Wow, 30 years since it came out. And I'll tell you what's not coming back. The Netflix deal with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. What are the details here, Cindy?
Well, poor. What are they going to do? You know, they're in their $14 million mansion in Santa Barbara, and now Netflix has said, thanks, but no thanks, Harry and Meghan. We're not going to renew your deal. Although Meghan is getting a second season of that horrible show with Love, Meghan, where she does things like deal with bees and make pastry. People call it their favorite hate watch, though. This is a new thing. They don't watch it because they love it. They watch it because they hate it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, if you really need them, she has a website where you can buy her special apricot spread for $9, or better yet, her edible flour sprinkles for $15. You know, put it on toast, muffins, whatever.
They're not commenting on this, are they?
No, they're not commenting. I'm sure they will do a tell-all with somebody. Who's left for them to even do a tell-all with?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
Well, stay tuned for their next moves.
Finally, this is a good story. A sighting on an airplane. And you've got a personal story on this, too. But fill us in.
You know, you're in Mexico City in the airport. You look up and maybe you think it's too much tequila in the bar, but you see Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek right in front of you. And there they were, just flying like regular people on a flight back to L.A. And the ladies were just standing there talking to each other because they know each other from that movie, The Eternals. So lots of fans started gathering around them. They didn't do individual selfies. They did big group shots, though, if people wanted, which was very nice of them. And a lot of fans were like, their number one question was, don't you have a private jet? Why are you here with us common folks? And it sort of begs the question, I'm sure. Have you ever been on a plane with anybody famous?
You know what? Jay Leno. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I actually saw him. I wasn't in first class, but neither was he. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, I like being with the people because it's good for my comedy material. If all I did was hang out with the rich people, my comedy would sound like this. Do you believe the leather and the Rolls Royce now? It's not as good as it used to be.
I was on there once with Arnold's. I used points. I upgraded to first. Tom Arnold's in the row before me. And he doesn't say hi. We just did an interview that weekend for a junket. And he was flying back to Chicago for some reason. He doesn't say hi. I see him. He sees me. But the stewardess rolls out the sundaes at the end, which they used to do.
Yeah.
He just announces, Cindy's not going to have her sundae. I'll have two sundaes. And then he turned around finally and said, you're a girl. You're not going to eat the sundae, are you? And even bigger, he told the stewardess, when you're done going around, I'll take the rest of the bowl of fudge before you bring it back to the galley. So
back when he was heavy.
Back when nice. He was heavy and having like 1,000 calories of sugar for dessert.
Sounds like it. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean. Thank you, Cindy. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob.